Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time, just about a week away. And don't forget, Scott Presler is our headliner. He'll be with us a week from today there at Mulligan's in Wildwood. Linda Kearns will be on today. She's got a game plan. She says New Jersey ought to do what they did in Pennsylvania to drive out more voters. She'll be here at 1 o'clock. We're going to talk with Gordon Chang, China in the news a lot. But the stuff that I saw with Mikey Sherrill, I have not seen her too often on The Breakfast Club. Wow, another insufferable from New Jersey. When just ask simple questions. Hey, lady, how did you make millions of dollars while being in Congress trading all these stocks? Mikey Made Millions is the website you should point people to, and I'm hoping she becomes kind of the face of what people say they complain about with Congress. By the way, she's been endorsed yesterday. They went out together by Christy Todd Whitman. And I remember Christine Todd Whitman. Remember when she played detective, you know, with people at gunpoint, as I remember it, over in Camden? Remember that fiasco? Christine Todd Whitman? She's the biggest endorser. Jack Chinarelli has lost his way. Yeah, right. Ms. Sherrill. Here is a little bit of Mikey now with The Breakfast Club, who are riveting, grilling interviewers. They sit back and the first sign it's not going to be a big interview. If you YouTube.com, Dan, the guy's got his baseball hat up like this and he's sitting back in a chair. You think you're going to sit back in a chair and be asking penetrating questions? No, I don't think so. All right. Here is Mikey Sherrill addressing the fine she received for trading and the attack ad, it's just reality. How did she profit? She seems to say, well, my husband does it and I don't know what he's doing. Here's how it sounded.
In the Washington Free Beacon, which is a conservative leaning platform, but they said you had increased from between 733,209 to over 4 million in 2019. And then between 4 million to 13 million in 2024. So that's where they got the 7 million increase.
Just the average there.
Please say accent.
Look, both my husband and I come from very middle class families. My parents were the first in their family to go to college, and his were both teachers. And then we both went into the military. And afterwards, he got a good job, and we've been really lucky.
I really
deeply feel like this country has provided an incredible amount of opportunity to us. And that's why I think I feel a responsibility to sort of pay that forward. And that's why I think opportunity is so critically important. And I often, when I think about what democracy means, to me, it means opportunity. And it means not just opportunity for me.
What was the question
like
again?
Trump might say. And it doesn't
mean
opportunity.
Is the Charlemagne guy there?
Myself.
Is he there?
Opportunity for the greatest amount of people possible. I think that's what democracy at its best offers. What
makes I agree. Hold on. I just want to be clear, though, because mm-hmm. I agree with what you're saying. Mm-hmm. But I just want to be clear, because this ad is running. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you'll be asked about this a million times. So mm-hmm. You know, if you get an opportunity to just clear it up, I think you should take it now. It says she made millions on the stock market, tripling her net worth while in Congress, and was then fined for unreported trades. Is that true or false?
So... I think we made money from my husband's job.
All right, but they'll stop it, right? That, thank you enough here, Mikey. Again, with the husband. Now, you know, in the case of Dan, Maisie is an accountant. If Dan were an accountant and Maisie said, well, my husband handled that ipso facto, I would say, yeah. You know, Dan, I don't know about with
See
Maisie.
Right through it.
Yeah, I don't know with Maisie. Again, the accountant thing. But as you know, sort of, I do the big financial things pretty much. Ro runs, it's like the prime minister and the president. She runs a day-to-day type of thing. You know, like paying the bills and all that. That's not, I don't like paying bills. She's got to
stay. I mean, does she, though? She doesn't probably like it either, so.
No, well, you know what I mean, though? I'm thinking, why are we paying
Maisie
that?
Maisie enjoys like, doing it, so.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I don't like Rossino's checks go out. Now, with Dom Giordano Productions, as you know, the checks, they can flow. That's a little different. You need to. It's a business.
True.
Mikey. But she seems to be going, you know, middle class. We're all middle class. And what was the question again? How about interrupting there a little bit? All right. So phone lines are 855-839-1210. You can get in. Here is Ron DeSantis talking about a Florida law. Now, again, I think DeSantis would have been better, sir. I'm not sure if he said it in here, telling people, let's be a bit cautious about this. And I've told Ro this, Dan. I don't know. We talked with Maisie before about this. At the height of Krasner land in Philadelphia, you know, don't stop. If somebody's blocking your vehicle and you feel threatened, I'm not saying to speed up and go 80, but just get out of there. Take evasive measures and just get out. You don't have to be a victim. Here's what DeSantis said. And look, DeSantis doesn't have the charisma, probably, you know, to win the nomination. There's a lot of strange things there. But I'll tell you, for somebody who gets it and is specific and gets things done, listen to what he said you should do under Florida. It's a law. If you're surrounded by protesters and you feel bodily harm.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
All right. Now, notice, again, as much as I love that, what he said, let's take that a bit judiciously. You know, I told you some of the procedures you should do. Realize if you, now, top 10 moments, and Dan, I wish you were producing that. I think you would have run into the street and intervened somehow. Well, I know what I would have asked. No, maybe you wouldn't have done it. We are then at 4th and Market. This is right before you came. And Asa Khalif, who I'm friendly with, is leading a group of people screaming in bullhorns in my ear. I'm trying to get a woman that they blocked in traffic at 4th and Market to be able to drive out of there. So I start with a cop. The cop hands me to a sergeant, goes up to a captain. They're all telling me the same thing. She can't move. She's got to stay there. This woman's pleading. She's from out of town. She has to get to the airport. Begging me to take the wheel, which, thank God, I didn't in this situation.
Yeah, please, no.
Mike Jarek.
Hopefully, she didn't ask you to control the brake pedal, too.
Mike Jarek is in the fire. You can see it through their window where they broadcast from Channel 29. That's why they did it. And I heard he said later, there's some guy out there arguing with them. They're all surrounding him with bullhorns. He couldn't see it was me. What do you do in a situation like that? One of them, if they lay down under your tire wheel, and one of them did, you can't ride over them. That, you know, now if you feel bodily harm and you make an attempt to back up, then get out of there. That's what I would tell you to do. I think you talked to Maisie about this, right? What were we told by Larry Krasner? Do you have that clip? Well, underneath those lights, remember?
That's where it came from. Initially, well, it actually came from because we were living in Port Richmond, right next to Fishtown. Yeah. And on Aramingo Avenue, it was happening often where in the evening there was, you know, the cars gathering with the donuts and being, and it wasn't necessarily a violent protest or anything, but if she were surrounded in that kind of case, what does she do? She's going to have to drive away, you know? So we had conversations in that sense, and out of just pure safety, I don't want to put the fault on the protesters, but don't stand on the effing highway if you don't want to get ran over. Like, that's, that's all it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly. That's what DeSantis is saying there. Now, again, Larry Krasner said people ought to just drive to where there's great lighting. Where in Philadelphia? You know, the lights and all this, how not to get carjacked.
Five-step plan,
yeah. He's got all kind of guards, Larry. Again, I've told Roe this many times. Just drive slowly, but get out of there. Whatever you have to do. If you nick somebody, you nick them. But you may have to answer for that. You know, and DeSantis could have gone on a little bit, but he's saying under Florida law, you don't have to be a victim. They might pull you out of a car. They might start breaking the windows. Well, what do you mean? You have to stay there. That's part of protesting. No, it's not. You can take evasive action to get out of there. All right, one other area with all these protesters, because we believe that Philadelphia is going to be one of the epicenters here sooner rather than later, like this weekend, of all this nonsense. So Victor Fiorillo and others over at Philly Mag, I think, are going too far. They have a shot of a cop who, with these protesters in the street the other night, in trying to arrest somebody at one moment, had the knee on the prosecutor's head area. Now, you know, they're suggesting George Floyd. But the article somewhat goes on to say, do you know how hard it is to handcuff someone? To get someone, even if you're a big cop and this is a smart person, it is a very difficult thing to handcuff them. And one person, you need a couple. The cop did remove his knee. He wasn't trying to do a George Floyd. But I think he's going to be in trouble. Another guy they're chasing hit a cop over the head with one of those orange cones. So it's coming together here. You're starting to see the mob in Philadelphia want to go after this cop. I support this cop. I watched the video and I see exactly what he's doing. And another cop kind of reminded him to move his knee more, and he did instantly. So why in the world would he be disciplined? What, you go out there and try to handcuff somebody, try to deal with this in Krasner land. I have not seen Larry Krasner go after the cop yet, but the day is young. This happened on Tuesday. All right, let me give you the side question. Today is National Beef Jerky Day.
Ooh.
So it occurred to Dan, the spinoff is an all-time jerk.
I like that.
Yeah. Now, a jerk is a precise word. They may not be evil. We don't want, you know, Hitler or any. We never take that anyhow. But their behavior is jerky. I'll give you one that really, and I'm.
I mean, I think Hitler does count, but that's.
Yeah, Hitler might be a bit of a jerk.
Norm MacDonald joke.
There you go. I'm going to take off the guy that fits the bill to me a lot, and I used to like him. Well, was the beginning and the end when we had that shootout. But Chris Christie.
Oh, he is a jerk. Yes, he is.
When he sat on that beach in that chair, just defiantly, when other people couldn't use the beach, and he was going to do that.
Get the hell off the beach.
There you go. He is a jerk. And guess who?
I'm not the boy in the bubble.
Guess who, when I researched it, I have to admit
Chris Christie,
this.
Who's got nothing going except I could be tougher than Trump. He's not tougher than anybody's slob.
The slob. Yeah, there we go. All right. Apparently, people historically, top 10 lists say that Edison was a jerk. I can't believe
it. Oh, yes. Come on. Oh. No. Oh, there we go. He was a jerk.
He was a genius.
This is proven.
It's a copycat.
Yeah. All right. So before I get yours, just so you ponder, I don't want to forget this in the heat of it. Dan, what should I do? I'm picking up the plaque today. Rose on the other side. She said people wouldn't get the joke. They did a great job. The plaque will be given out at Mulligan's to three people.
Why are you giving them tooth decay?
Actually, the Dr. Bench plaque. Dr. Bench, you can get an ad in here. Across the top is my picture with the Dom Time.
Ooh,
right?
I like that. Mm-hmm.
The guy sends it to me. He said, I really worked on this, you know, because he knows, you know, radio and all that. And he really took his time. And what does he put in? Giordano's 2025 person of the year. But what did he put in as the first three-letter word?
Oh, no.
D-O-N.
No.
Yes.
You got to keep it, though. That makes it even better.
Yeah, I'll show you. I have it.
You should just add this. Put in permanent marker.
Get the name right. D-O-M. I'll write it underneath. What the heck is it? And this guy really took pains with this to do it. I was there with him. He listens the whole thing.
Does he qualify for our side topic?
Yeah. Well, I'm working on one in my mind. And it says in big, bold letters, just like on my Twitter, Dom Time right above it. Every one of them, Don Giordano, wrote things. Oh, that would be, you can't do that. People wouldn't like it on their plaque. I think they might like the Dom.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's a collector's item.
I was thinking,
get the name right.
D-O-M. I have three of them. Which one, Dan, am I likely to give the one with the Don to? Pat Malloy. Fred Herron or Linda Kearns?
Oh, Linda.
Linda Kearns.
she would honor. Yeah, she wants that.
Oh, it might be a lawsuit there. Misrepresentation of person of the year.
Oh. It's none of your business.
Can you imagine last night, Diane Cardano event? It was great. Two people, though. Love, listen for 20 years or more, Don. It's like I pay them to give me a fodder.
Get the name right. D-O-M.
Oh, my God. All right, Dan, what do you have?
Man, we went. Yeah. I had a couple things lined up there. Okay, here we go. Christopher McDonald, Dom, you know who that is? He's an actor. He always plays a jerk. He is Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's a great.
What a jerk he is, right?
You can have a fictional character. It's a great jerk.
He eats pieces of what for breakfast?
Now, that might be, that guy captures it. He epitomizes it.
I hope you have a nice day when you're eating that hay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take off. I hate to do this, but it's a big answer. Biff Tannen, Thomas Wilson, Back to the Future, Dom.
Butthead.
Which I think ties, and I think it's okay to say this. He's our jerk, but he is sometimes a jerk, Donald Trump. Just going to put it out there.
Right.
You know, call me, hate me, but
cards and letters
sometimes you want to jerk on your side when he's dealing with those international people. You know, I love having Donald Trump.
2400 Market Street, floor four.
Look at him trying to save himself after this faux pas. All right, Henry, yours?
Yeah, so I got two here. First one I'm going to take off is someone who's notoriously hard behind the scenes of any show or movie he's on, and that would be Chevy Chase.
Oh.
Yeah.
Had a very... bad exit from the show Community, in which he would spout racial epitaphs towards Donald Glover, his co-star, because he was very jealous of his imminent talent, which he has showed in shows like Atlanta.
Is that proven or is that just alleged?
No, this is pretty confirmed. By
I don't know if you're going to stay in the business if you're doing racial epithets.
And
he was obviously a pain in the butt for three seasons at that point, in which. Dan Harmon, the creator of the show, decided to air out everything at the season 3 wrap-up party, into which Chevy Chase got very upset and left a very now infamous voicemail on his phone. The other one I'm going to take off today is Eminem.
Eminem. That's the rapper or the candy?
The rapper, yeah.
Eminem.
I just think it's messed up. He doesn't answer fans, You want to talk to me outside your concert?
He is a jerk,
You didn't have to, but he could have signed an autograph for my brother Matthew, man. That's my little brother, man. He's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you for 4 hours.
Your brother's name's not
Stan.
And
you just said no. That's pretty
There's
crappy,
a song
man.
Written about your brother. What's going on here?
Yeah, so if you ain't got it by now, I'm just rapping the lyrics of the song Stan.
All right, well, that's settling all the family business here. All right. It is with that person.
Oh, there's some great answers on YouTube, Dom.
Now,
can I take a couple more off?
Yeah,
I just got a question
for you. Just one second. I wanted to say that you can't always judge by that. We were told Kelsey Grammer is a bit of a jerk.
Yeah.
And my observations, watching him for 3 hours and the stuff that he did, if he was in the past, that's well in the past, the guy just couldn't have been... Unbelievable.
Nice guy.
Oh, unbelievable.
He actually spoke to that. He said he goes above and beyond to try to counter the image he's built for himself in Frasier, because he's kind of dug a hole for himself that people, when they first meet him, they think he's going to be a miserable guy, but he says,
not at all.
I'm an optimistic individual.
Right. Absolutely.
On that note, Minnie writes in, an alleged all-time jerk. I'd love your opinion on this, though, Dom, because you're friends with him, Geraldo Rivera.
Mm. No, not a jerk.
No?
No, not at all. He's a loyalist. He's a really good guy. He's a really interesting guy, too. I mean, politically, he and Trump and all, it's one of those things. But not a jerk. No, not at all.
Some other great answers on there. I don't want to take them off, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. 855-839-1210. Gordon Chang here. Are the communist Chinese jerks? Well, we've established that. They're evil, too. We'll have that. Hit us with that all-time jerk on Beef Jerky Day. A little bit later, we'll talk with Linda Kearns. Does she get the Don Giordano trophy?
Can I take off one more?
Sure.
Jamaican jerk chicken. The best way to do a chicken.
Right.
Just saying.
Okay.
Have you ever had jerk chicken?
Only once, and that's because it was on Gitmo, and their specialty was
jerk chicken.
Well,
hold on. You can't
chicken.
Judge your... So you had prison chicken.
It's not a prison. I wasn't in prison. They have 5,000 Marines there.
Where are they going to get? Yeah. How are they going to get good shipped into Cuba?
They fly in, or they have lucky airlines that fly. Just don't stand up on the plane, we were told. They
Jamaican
actually said
jerk
that.
Rub coming in on the planes.
Yes.
They make Jamaican jerk salmon.
I guess so. But I thought it was pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
But again, you're in the middle of nowhere.
I do suggest.
All right. 855-839-1210. You get a line right now. Jump in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, the guy from Home Alone, Frank, is the epitome of that.
Uncle Frank.
Uncle Frank, and when they're playing that cool jerk thing, he's doing it, yeah. Exactly. All right. 855-839-1210. You know, coming up, we're a week away from Mulligan's, and by kind of happenstance, as we started doing Dom Giordano Day there, we actually had a serious thing that was the backdrop to it, along with all the fun. Whales started dying, right? And I'm looking at, I'm mentioning this because the Philadelphia Inquirer is unrelenting. The woman who writes the Down the Shore column every Thursday, I used to look forward to it. We had her on. Remember when they had the beach tents up there in Rehoboth and places like that? And they passed laws. It got to be too much. Fun stuff like that. Again today, she goes wild, and I'll give you some of it. I'm going to take a couple calls first. About, oh my God, they're not going to be any wind turbines. She says, bet it's not scientific. The whale's dying from this. All right. But she's right about one thing. It appears not that they're unrelenting. So the new thing I'm interested in as we head to the Jersey Shore, our buddy Dave Koski, who owns several of the papers there, et cetera, used to be with the Flyers and Sixers, is championing the cause of a guy who died heroically in World War II protecting his comrades for the Congressional Medal of Honor. So when we're down there, we'll have him on. We'll continue to try to drive attention toward that. But the whales thing is still, if not for the whales, dolphins, I don't know that we would have stopped them. But we got such a surge of people that put it on the radar screen. And we pivoted by saying, it's not just that. It's our birthright, you creeps. I'll take Phil Murphy off the board. I mean, at times, he's just kind of clownish, but he is a jerk. I'll take his wife off the board, too. She's a bigger jerk. By the way, feel free with females. Rosie O'Donnell was just on something this morning. I can't put her in a jerk anymore. She really needs help. Talking about her appearance in Ireland.
Doesn't even deserve the term jerk.
Yeah, she's non-compos mentis. You need to be compos mentis to be a jerk. You know what I mean? It just doesn't. Oh, man. I got to go to this one first. We don't forget in Philadelphia. How long ago did this guy say for who, for what, when he played for the Eagles? 20 years? 25 years? Henry, you don't even remember it. You're Mr. Sports.
I just know he played for the team.
Yeah, well, Bill will explain. Bill in Bucks County. All right, Bill, who's your person?
Well, he was a football player, I believe under Buddy Ryan, if you remember him.
Of course. I don't think it was under Ryan. Ryan wouldn't have put up with it. It was somebody else, but go ahead.
Maybe it was Coach Reed. I don't know. I don't remember. But anyway, he wouldn't take a hit. And then, why didn't you take a hit? For who?
For who? For what? He wouldn't catch a pass over the middle. We look up the date, and the immortal words were, for who, for what? Why would I do that?
And I also had a little bit of Shakespeare for you, Dom.
Yes.
You know, you talk about names and things like that. Reminds me of Romeo and Juliet, Act 2, Scene 2. What's in a name? That by which we call a rose, by any other name, would smell a sweet.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, Bill, Shakespeare, Dan, that's why he's one of the judges of elections. You weren't here. Was it yesterday? I'm trying to remember now. You made an amazing recovery, I just have to say, but looking much better. Yeah.
Who?
Bill actually is the guy who writes down and certifies election, you know, collecting the ballot and all that in Bucks County. He certainly is capable of the gravy sauce vote. To certify.
What's his last name?
Bill, call back and tell us. But I'm going to have
him, Val,
I'm going to ask him to bring the actual election form. I have a notary public. We hope to have him there with the big stamp and stamp it at the end of the vote. Can't do any better than that. All right. Armed guards. Well, we have Pat Malloy coming. Fred Herron. We have two armed guards right there by the box. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. That's a good one, though. Ricky Waters, for who, for what? Wouldn't catch a pass over the middle, critical time. Alligator armed it, even though he was a quasi Hall of Famer, borderline. And when asked about it, he didn't say, well, I couldn't catch it. He said, for who, for what? I'm not going to do stuff like that. Man, in Philadelphia, you can imagine. But that's got to be 25 years ago. This is the most vindictive city in America. You do something, we don't forget it. All right. I don't know about this one. We'll see. Marine in Wynwood. All right, Marine, who's yours?
Mine is the winner, Dom. It's Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, well, tell us that. Why, you know, fit the quality of a jerk. A guy looks great. He's got great hair. Why is he a jerk?
Every time he opens his mouth, he removes all doubt.
I like that.
All right. Thank you, Marine. I don't think we're going to get any... Can we have a conservative jerk too? Who is it on the conservative side?
I already called out Trump, you know.
Yeah, you did that. Yeah. I'm starting to think this Thomas Massey guy is a little bit fraudulent. I used to think he was just a purist before, like Rand Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to go over the line. He voted against the Doge cuts yesterday or so. And we don't know if Rand Paul is invited to the White House picnic or disinvited yet. There's all kinds of things going on. All right. So 855-839-1210. Gordon Chang next. Bill O'Reilly came back from China. He told us one thing. President Trump says trade deal looks to be imminent. We'll see what Gordon Chang says. But coming up, I'll give you a little bit more of this commentary. And remember, this is in the most fun of the summer. I think it's a great beat down the shore. What's Amy's last? I forget Amy's last name. And I used to look at this. She's got usually a lot of stuff there, but it's political. Rosenberg. Yeah. Amy, come on. She says this week, long Uber controversial effort to create wind turbine farms off the Jersey coast has failed, met its most likely final collapse. At one time, it seemed inevitable these turbines would be built. Yeah, no, we're winning on this. I don't want to say we have one because I want to keep it alive that they never do it again. And this has to be an issue in New Jersey's governor race. Mikey Sherrill is wind. Yeah. She's on that side. They have to own it. They have to be made to own the death of all those animals, all the destruction they caused, and a lot more they would have caused. All right, Gordon Chang next. Let me tell you about Dr. Benz for a moment. Yeah, Dan, you're right. Why didn't I get a stamp of Dr. Benz in the back of these plaques? Still time to do that, Dr. Benz.
Plaque brought to you by Dr. Benz.
There you go. So, you know what, by the way, can you guys see your plaque when they tell me, oh, Dom, a lot of plaque there? I look at it in the mirror. I can't see the plaque. What are they seeing? Dan's not answering. Okay. So, you know, when it comes to your teeth, you deserve the very best. You know that that's my guy, Dr. Benz, friend and dentist, 10 years of the Benz Dental Group. Recently, I had a chance to talk to Joyce, a listener, new patient of Dr. Benz. She had a longtime dentist, and he said, Joyce, it's time. You need dentures. Well, Joyce told me, she told the dentist, I may be vintage, but I'm not old. And dentures were not for her. She called after hearing me about Dr. Benz, happy. Cutting edge with Dr. Benz, dental implants, she's doing great. The dentist you choose does matter. Nobody can beat Dr. Benz for his confidence, his skill, and his technology, second to nothing that I've seen. You get that Dr. Benz experience, meet with him and his team, get on the road to great dental health and the smile that you've always wanted. Get that initial look-see, 610-272-6949. Or visit BenzDentalGroup.com, 610-272-6949.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, he's got to be one of the top 10 all-time guests in talk radio over the years, and always in demand because we now see the trade deal with China, if there is one. American lawyer, political analyst, author of Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, The Coming Collapse of China, and China is Going to War. Gordon Chang joins us here again in Philadelphia. Hey, Gordon, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, Gordon, this trade deal, the president said just needing his final approval and the leadership of the Communist Chinese Party. What do you make of it?
Yeah, we don't really know what to make of it because Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick on Tuesday said it was a handshake for a framework. And that seems pretty vague. So I don't know if it's a real deal. What we heard from President Trump was that it requires the approval of both him and Xi Jinping, which somewhat suggests that the negotiators in London have hammered out some sort of arrangement that goes beyond their initial instructions. But that's just a guess. So okay. We're going to find out when we find out.
Gordon, Bill O'Reilly is a friend and comes on pretty regularly. He just got back from China. He dined with the second in command, as far as he could tell, and other leaders there. And he talked about two things. I'll give you one where I didn't dine with them, but I'm still on the other side, maybe I think your side, saying that they're smart and they're interested in at least some form of cooperation.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. 'Cause remember, while they're talking trade, we've had these three Chinese nationals charged with trying to sneak right. in biological agents into the U.S. That looks like an attack on our farms and our ranches. And these three charges are not isolated, not isolated because we have seen the Chinese try to sneak into the U.S. seeds. This has been from 2020, and it's been occurring through at least this year. And that looks like an attempt to plant invasive species, which is, again, an attack on our agriculture. So this looks serious, and I don't know why, if they really want to cooperate with us, that they are attacking our food supply.
Well, what would stop them more from doing it? I mean, if this is true, if these people are convicted of this, I mean, I think I don't care how many years we put them in prison. Don't we have to send a message, as I understand it? This would have been devastating beyond belief, not just materially, but also how do we feed people? It would have been chaotic.
Yes, well, this is an attack with a weapon of mass destruction, a biological weapon. And it would seem to me that they probably should be put through to Guantanamo rather than through the federal court system, because this was an attack on the United States. I think they should be declared to be enemy aliens, and so therefore Guantanamo would be the appropriate place for them, not a federal prison.
Talking with Gordon Chang here on Talk Radio 1210. Gordon, the other thing O'Reilly talked about was Taiwan. They were eager to talk Taiwan up and down the line. He didn't sense that they would be cavalier about invading. But he said they went through all kinds of things, and they suggested, or more, they were directly how weak Biden was. But mainly, they wanted to probe O'Reilly in every way, shape, or form about Trump and then determine that. So what do you think, Trump, what kind of message has he given about Taiwan? Is it effective with them? What else would you do?
From what little we know, President Trump has told the Chinese that they're not invading Taiwan on his watch. But that's about all that we know. There's the Bloomberg interview from last year where he talked about how Taiwan needs to buy more U.S. weapons. But there's been very little from the administration about Taiwan. The only other thing is from the Secretary of Defense when he was at the Shangri-La Dialogue, which is the premier Asia security conference. Pete Hegseth said that China is planning to invade and that an attack could be imminent. Could be imminent were the words he used. But apart from that, we don't really have much visibility inside the Trump administration.
Gordon, what's imminent with China? What do you say between now and the end of the year? What are they up to? What's the next gauntlet for us to cross here?
I think the problem is the Chinese economy is failing. We see this from price data from February, March, April, and May. But the country's in a deflationary spiral. Deflation is an economy killer. And I think Xi Jinping is in political trouble because of the failures, not only in the economy, but in other areas of policy. Xi Jinping has irritated and made enemies of a number of people. He seems to have lost control of the Chinese military. He seems to be in trouble with other civilian leaders. So we're watching for signs of instability at the top of the regime itself, because that instability could radiate out and end up being war in East Asia.
All right. Well, Gordon, thank you so much. And again, you're such a great friend of talk radio, not just me, but all over the place, and the go-to source on all this stuff. So thank you, Gordon, again.
Well, thank you, Dom. I really appreciate it.
Gordon Chang here on Talk Radio 1210, 855-839-1210. You get on board AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you in. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom. Dom, my instant word association comes from a TV show. And to me, he was not just the ultimate jerk, but he was a manipulator, and he was a weenie. he led his war counterpart on to think he had a relationship after the war was over, when in fact he was married. And he went against everybody, including his own superior officers at a MASH unit, and that was the character played by Larry Linville, Frank Burns.
That's a great one. Yep. Epitome of it, Joe. Thank you. That's in the running. All right. That's what we're looking for today. Beef jerky day. So we spun it toward all-time jerk. Real, fictional, doesn't matter. We'll give you some of the ones we've had on YouTube and Twitter. I'd love to get yours. 855-839-1210. I'll give you a little bit more of this Amy Rosenberg. Is it over? Yeah, I think so. But you know what? Our friends at the Jersey Shore, Robin Schaefer, Mike Donahue, who'll be down there, of course, for Dom Day, they just filed a suit based upon the one going on in New York and part of New Jersey, the wind turbines. And these people have just never given up on the other side because they don't politically seem to have to pay for this. What does Mikey Sherrill say about it? Her record says she'd be on board. And if not for the emotion of the whales and this radio station getting involved and people roused at the shore to take action, we would be saying, come down to the Jersey Shore and look at those ugly monstrosities. That's what we would have had. Why? Well, because, do you think the Kennedys, remember that when they talked about windmills near the Kennedys? You think that would go on? No. John Kerry? No. They want him for you. It's very analogous to all these Hollywood stars. The latest is Eva Longoria from her mansion in Spain, telling us what she sees in L.A. She can barely talk. She can barely cry out about her neighbors. They're not her neighbors. No way. She's living in a mansion in Spain. You got another one in Beverly Hills. Her workers, she might mean. And this L.A. thing is political gold. The polling, the instincts around it indicate what's happening there. And what I think is going to happen in places like Philadelphia soon plays into strength for Trump. And Democrats have no answer. They're going to look bad again on Saturday with his No King stuff. And Randy Weingarten. Well, it could have been. I would have rather they brought in Becky Pringle, the head of the NEA. All the things. But Weingarten's good enough. All right, more of your calls are coming up. It's 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Jerks, Beef Jerky Day. You can hit us with that. Speaking of jerk, this guy Pritzker, who is just a guy with a head you can use as a battering ram, the governor of Illinois, really being grilled and asked, well, how often do you use women's bathrooms? Because he said he had no regret signing laws that men could do that in the sanctuary city governors coming in. We also have in the next hour, Stefanik is tremendous at this stuff. She's really good. Going toe-to-toe with the governor of New York over the sanctuary city stuff. Texas has called up 5,000 members of the National Guard for this weekend's No King's Day of Resistance. So what should we expect here in Philadelphia? Given they're saying the rally downtown, Randy Weingarten, that is the flagship of this nonsense this Saturday, more protest. I don't see anything of, you know, look, the Philadelphia police chief's a good guy. He's done some nice work. But are they going to do their nonsense where they tell people to disperse and you're stuck in traffic and they give them an hour? We played you Ron DeSantis, what DeSantis said. Now, he didn't say, well, you can just drive through traffic if they're blocking it. You know, there are police around and all. You're not a threat. What are you supposed to do? This is just amazing. And I think they would say, well, they have a right to protest. No, you don't. How many times have we been through this? You don't have a right to imprison people to make them hear what you have to say. You have every right. You can say it wherever you want. But you can't force that you're going to get in my face, inconvenience me, bother me because of whatever your beef is. How many times have we gone through this? And yet it's a progressive article of faith. It's so important what they have to say that you can be blocked in. All right, here's a little bit of Stefanik and Governor Hochul talking about sanctuary states. And as I said, Stefanik is running for governor. I think she's got a reasonable shot. I'd rather see her at the UN. But here's how it sounded.
Thank you. Governor Hochul, on your first day in office, you signed Executive Order 1. Is that correct?
Believe it is.
And you extended this executive order not once, not twice, but three times, most recently January 16th this year. Is that correct?
If that's what your facts show, I signed countless executive orders.
I would assume you'd know it's Executive Order 1. And this is a continuation of your predecessor's sanctuary state policies, correct? Is included in that.
I want to be sure we are defining sanctuary state properly.
I'll define it for you. It is the policy of the state that state officers or employees shall not disclose information to federal immigration authorities for the purpose of federal civil immigration enforcement. It goes on to say law enforcement officers may not use resources, equipment, or personnel for the purpose of detecting and apprehending any individual suspected or wanted for violating a civil immigration office. Law enforcement officers have no authority in the state of New York to take any policy action solely because the person is an undocumented alien. That's a quote in your executive orders that you extended. Now, do you know who Sakir Akhan is?
I want to get back to the first part.
No, I'm asking
question.
A question. Do you know who Sakir Akhan is?
I want to make sure you understand that this simply says that we will cooperate with ICE.
No, it does not say that. I read what it says, and let me talk to you about the results. Do you know who Sakir Akhan is? You should, as the governor of New York State. Do you know?
Refresh my recollection.
He was an illegal migrant in New York. And do you know what crime he committed in addition to being here illegally?
No, I do not.
You do not? This was widely reported. He found a 15-year-old girl, threatened her with a metal pole, told her to get into the back seat of his car. He took her clothes off, and he violently raped her in Albany, New York. Do you know who Sebastian Zepeda Khalil is?
I'm sure you'll tell me there's many cases, whether they're...
These are high-profile cases. Yes. New Yorkers know about them, and you don't. So let's talk about Sebastian Zepeda
Khalil. Okay, we can stop there. The governor was ready to make the point, well, you know, there's a lot of these. So what? You know, we have many of our own. Governor, the bottom line is that's true, and we should be dealing with them more effectively. But we don't need to have people here illegally committing these crimes. With American citizens who are criminals, we have more of a difficulty due to their rights. These people don't have rights. They shouldn't be here. Thus, they wouldn't be committing the crime. How many times do we have to go through this? All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, Linda Kearns, great article today. We're really focused in on winning this governor's race in New Jersey. And she talks about the Pennsylvania playbook and how it might benefit Jack Ciattarelli. But also, we haven't agreed yet on what we're going to debate a week from tomorrow at Mulligan's. We'll see if we can get clarity on that. Coming back to you, too, on the jerk question, 855-839-1210. Who is an all-time jerk? This being Beef Jerky Day. We'll get to that. And I'll give you a little bit more. This Amy Rosenberg in the Enquirer, this is exactly what the Enquirer is all about. Despite pleas that wind was an essential piece of staving off climate change, some environmental groups rejected the turbines as industrializing the ocean. A coalition of opponents, some funded by the fossil fuel industry, fought hard, blaming wind energy without evidence for a spate of whale deaths. How did all those poor creatures die? How do all the dolphins and others die? Just magically, you start doing what they were doing to establish those wind turbines, messing with their natural habitat, the sonar and everything else. How much more evidence do we need? Why has it stopped then? Is that coincidental that they've stopped, they've been made to stop? You know, often we get revved up onto the next cause. I would just say, a week from tomorrow, at Mulligan's, we will be celebrating a win over arrogance, a win over progressivism, how dangerous they are, a win over people who just don't get, no, you're not taking away what we love about the Jersey Shore. No, these things are ghastly on so many levels. No, you're not going to shout us down with climate change all the time. And you ought to just be writing the Shoeby column about all the great stuff happening at the shore rather than the pontificating of stuff that's already been refuted. And don't tell us that we exploited the death of these whales, that it's just happenstance. Who knows? We know. 855-839-1210. That's how you get it.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.